This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking Western leaders to help overcome Russia's weapons advantage by supplying more modern tanks, artillery, ammunition, rockets, and air defense systems. In a video address Monday to Group of Seven industrial country leaders, he also called on Russia to begin withdrawing from territory it's occupying on Christmas. The Kremlin has rejected all previous appeals to reverse its land grabs in Ukraine. Ukrainian army doctors on the front line near Donetsk often have to battle to save soldiers' limbs and their lives, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Some staff struggle to hold back tears as the wounded young men are carried in on bloody stretchers. Olena, an intern, says they often beg to be treated and sent back to the battlefield instead of home.
To be honest, it is mentally very hard when very young boys are being brought in. We've transported boys without legs who were born in 2002 and 2000.
Kyiv says the brutal fighting on the Eastern Front is inflicting huge losses on Russian forces, as well as taking its toll on Ukrainian soldiers.
A Libyan intelligence operative suspected of making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988, killing 270 people, appeared in a federal court in Washington on Monday ahead of formally being charged. It comes nearly 34 years after a bomb on board the Boeing 747, which was flying from London to New York City, killed all 259 people on board and 11 on the ground. The suspect allegedly confessed his crimes to a Libyan law enforcement official back in September 2012. This is VOA News. The White House announced Monday the United States will commit $55 billion U.S. dollars to Africa over the next 3 years as President Joe Biden prepares to host the U.S.-Africa summit this week and discuss 2023 elections and democracy in the continent with a small group of leaders. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the United States is bringing, quote, resources to the table during the summit, adding that the U.S. commitment to invest in the African continent compares favorably to other countries. Sullivan also said Biden will host a dinner on Wednesday night for about 50 African leaders and announce U.S. support for the African Union to join the group of 20 G20 major economies. The former CEO of a failed cryptocurrency firm will testify before a U.S. congressional committee, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Sam Bankman-Fried is scheduled to testify remotely from the Bahamas before the House Financial Services Committee. FTX is crypto's second largest exchange, and it filed for bankruptcy about a month ago after running out of money in the cryptocurrency equivalent of a bank run. Bankman-Fried is under criminal investigation by U.S. and Bahamian authorities. Also testifying is FTX's current CEO, John Ray III. In prepared remarks, Ray says FTX Group failed to implement virtually any of the systems or controls for a company entrusted with other people's money or assets. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Scientists at a U.S. lab have reportedly made a breakthrough on fusion energy, the process that powers the sun and stars, Reuters correspondent Chris Dingham reports.
A potentially major scientific breakthrough in fusion energy that could one day provide a cheap source of electricity. According to two sources with knowledge of the matter, scientists at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California, for the first time ever, have produced a nuclear fusion reaction resulting in a net energy gain in an experiment using lasers. If fusion is commercialized, which backers say could happen in a decade or more, it would have additional benefits, including the generation of virtually carbon-free electricity, which could help in the fight against climate change.
Nigeria on Monday removed COVID-19 testing requirements for international travelers and announced it was no longer mandatory to wear masks on flights and inside airport buildings, the airline's regulator said. In a notice to airlines, the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority said travelers to and from Nigeria did not need to undergo COVID-19 tests regardless of their vaccination status. The authority said travelers above 60 years and those with health issues were encouraged to use face masks. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.